The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Comrades, this is your captain. It is an honor to speak to you today, and I'm honored to be sailing with you on the maiden voyage of our motherland's most recent achievement.
And once more, we play our dangerous game. A game of chess against our old adversary, the American Navy.
For 40 years, your fathers before you and your older brothers played this game and played it well. But today, the game is different. We have the advantage.
It reminds me of the heady days of Sputnik and Yuri Gagarin, when the world trembled at the sound of our rockets. And we will tremble again at the sound of our silence. The order is, engage the silent drive.
Aye, sir. Ballast control, open outer doors.
Yes, open outer doors.
Diving command, engage Caterpillar and secure main engines. Opening, Captain.
Comrades, our own fleet doesn't know our full potential.
They will do everything possible to test us, but they will only test their own embarrassment. We will leave our fleet behind.
We will pass through the American patrols, past their sonar nets, and lay off their largest city and listen to their rock and roll while we conduct missile drills. And when we are finished, the only sound they will hear is our laughter.
While we sail to Havana, where the sun is warm, so is the comradeship.
Cryogenic plant coming online, Captain.
A great day, comrades. We sail into history.
Союз не Русими, республик свободный,
Лакия...
Caterpillar engaging!
Великая Русь!
What happened?
Oh, yeah, what happened? Did we kind of lose track of reality there? Yeah, I had to play that given our news this morning. Wow. Yeah, for those of you movie fans out there that remember that movie, that is The Hunt for Red October. That's one of the opening scenes there when they went to Silent Drive. And this is if you've not seen the movie The Hunt for Red October, it's a Tom Clancy written book. And I read the book before I saw the movie. And once you read the book and then you see the movie, you can fill in all the blanks and you know exactly what we're up against here, because apparently the people in Washington are totally oblivious and the warmongers think that something like this couldn't happen. Well, yeah, not only, I mean, it did. I mean, Brady called the show yesterday and talked about it. And we were talking about we mistook, you know, it was a 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. We have nuclear warships. As a matter of fact, Celebrity Cruise Line was out in the Atlantic between the Grand Bahama Island and the coast of Florida. And imagine their shock and horror when they saw Russian warships out their windows with NATO on red alert. And they were taking pictures, which, of course, we posted one on our email blast. If you get it, you'll be able to see the photo. It's pretty crazy. We're going to talk about this. And, of course, one of the passengers told the Communist News Network, I could see six ships at one time across the horizon. There have been ships in sight most of the day. I was surprised to see how close they are. We are not that far offshore. The sighting comes as NATO ships are currently escorting a Russian naval contingent en route to Cuba, which includes the American warships USS Truxton, the USS Donald Cook, the Pedra, the Canadian Navy ship HMCS Via de Quebec, French Navy High Seas Patrol vessel, and the frigate Lafayette. French vessels as part of a NATO to make sure that, you know, things aren't going crazy. Footage has emerged, of course, of the tyrant's fleet. This is Putin's fleet engaging in war games in the Atlantic. I thought this little clip from Hunt for Red October was probably very appropriate to kind of set the stage for this news story. Russian warships are in the Caribbean right now doing military drills. Very similar to the, that's why I had to play the Red October clip. That was Sean Connery, for those of you who are trying to think of his voice. Putin's most modern frigate, Admiral Gorshkov, a hypersonic missile carrier, is accompanying nuclear submarine Kazan and two other naval vessels right on President Joe Biden's doorstep. So if you don't think that they could literally, and here's the thing, this is saber rattling. And of course, they're in Havana now. And of course, this is what all of our armed forces, you know, yes or no, they're either lying to us or not. Because we're sitting there, Biden is opening his mouth while he's taking a poop in his diaper, talking about this situation. He's in the G7 summit right now, stinking that up. And, of course, they're all talking about giving a $50 billion loan to Ukraine, a loan, which probably will never get paid back. Because by the time, I mean, Russia's winning the war, according to most of the retired military strategists here in the United States. Russia can outlast Ukraine. They've got all of these elderly out there fighting now with antiquated weapons. They are no match for Russia. But then, of course, Biden has to open his puss and sit there and talk about sending U.S. weapons and missiles into Ukraine, or into Russia, rather, from Ukraine. And, of course, the Russian pro-war Telegram channels have boasted that nuclear submarine Kazan, which is now in right off the American coastline near Havana, has guided missile weapons, and they can literally target most of our eastern American cities, like D.C. Vladimir, buddy. Hey, you know, D.C. means nothing to we the people out here. They pretty much put fences all up around it, and they've alienated Americans. And, I mean, really, if you're going to take something out, you know, if you hit D.C., Vlad, and New York, because New York, of course, is where, you know, these idiots out there convicted our former president and turned us into a banana republic. I mean, you take out those two cities, you've taken out the financial and the political, you know, our subdivisions, that's what they call them, of American culture and, you know, disculture. Here's the problem. See, I mean, this is the thing. Putin's looking at this as saber rattling, but, you know, you think Biden's going to pick up the red phone and call the Kremlin and go, you get those guys out of here right now? Of course not. But when you get Biden going on there talking about a little incursion into Ukraine, and then he says, oh, go ahead, Ukraine, use U.S.-made weapons to strike Russia. And Russia's already warned what's going to happen if they do. So you think that the Admiral Gorshkov and the Kazan are normally key vessels in Putin's nuclear strike force? Yes, they are. And Russia hasn't stated what firepower is being carried by his flotilla, but I guarantee you this. They want to launch a nuclear attack on the United States. Now, they're within missile range to do it, just so you know. Not meaning to panic, everybody. Don't run for your bomb shelters. Come on, we're all still good. I think Russia understands that we, the people, don't like what our country is doing. I mean, Putin even commented on Trump's conviction in New York and what a joke it was. Don't think these people aren't watching every little thing we are and every little detail, because they are. It's spy versus spy. They've got plants in the United States. Everybody knows it. They're transmitting information back to Russia. I mean, all they got to do is turn on American television and they can see what's going on and what a hellhole we live in. And they understand that if they nuke DC and New York, they'd be doing all of us a favor. You know, we the people would just, you know, no way up to contend with these illegal immigrants. That's all we have to contend with then. If DC and New York are gone, we don't have to contend with most of the woke morons. They'll be hiding in their bunkers, freaking out, begging and pleading for the government to do something the government wasn't designed to do in the first place. So, you know, you can hope and pray. We have, as a matter of fact, Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller with the Influence Church in California is going to be joining us in the next hour, talking about a book he's got out. It's Midnight in America, Confront Fear and Embrace Courage as the Final Hour Approaches. And what that final hour is, we'll talk about that on the show at the top of next hour with Pastor Phil. All of this, of course, brought to you by the Power Mall and the Power Hours. You know, they're all interrelated, folks, for those of you that don't understand. We have to be in the know and be on air until at least 2025, because then we will be celebrating our 25th silver anniversary. The only way to do that is for you to shop at the Power Mall and to keep us on the air, because if you don't shop, we go away. If you don't donate, we go away. And of course, we appreciate your donations and continued donations. As a matter of fact, when you go to our website, the Power Hour, and you shop with our partners tab, you can do that as well. And if you call the Power Mall, which is now open, 877-817-9829, if you don't have internet, you can get a Power Mall catalog, and you can talk to any one of our friendly staff there that will help you make your choices of the products that we sell online. We've got 10% off OptiVita products and 10% off head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay products. Those are sale price marked on the website for those of you who have internet. And if you spend $300, you get 20 off your order. For Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice products, which automatically apply at checkout. Now, if you have any questions, of course, the toll-free number is 877-817-9829. And for those of you who want me to talk slow, well, I'm on cup of coffee number 3. Yeah. It's been a long morning. Up at 4 doing news prep, because when you got all this stuff unraveling, I mean, you get up early so you can get ahead of the game, right? Because the G7 summit is ongoing right now in Italy. Giorgia Meloni is hosting it. So besides the fact that we've got drills, military drills going on right now, and the Navy is monitoring them, our aircraft is flying over them. So... all the time that G7 is reportedly considering giving Ukraine a $50 billion loan, which probably will never get paid back, because by the time Russia's done with Kyiv, they're knocking out their power. By the time they're done with that, they're probably going to take out the little wank-waving wannabe porn star, Volodymyr Zelensky. They'll take him out, and along with his cabinet. Oh, they will. They'll win this thing, and they'll take Ukraine back. A China-linked cyber campaign that infiltrated a Dutch defense network last year is much larger than previously thought. Come to find out, this coat hanger, that's the campaign, has infiltrated tens of thousands of government and defense systems in Western nations, according to the Dutch government. Zero-day vulnerabilities exist when a software update is first deployed. So this is like malware, folks. A large number of companies within the defense industry are affected. 20,000 systems across dozens of Western governments, by the way. The hackers or attackers used the intrusion to install malware on some of the compromised targets to guarantee continued access. See, they got to open up a back door, and they've done just that. They've targeted edge devices like firewalls, VPN servers, routers, and email servers that connect the system to the wider network so they can tap into it and access intelligence. All right, now we move on to what's going on in Italy right now. This is all happening, this group of seven, the G7, leading industrialized nations in the wake of the European Parliament election, which saw a surge in support for the far-right places like G7 members France and Germany. Giorgia Meloni, by the way, the Italian premier, leads a far-right party but continues to hew to the center, particularly on foreign policy, which has made her a reassuring transatlantic partner amid Russia's invasion of Ukraine. and the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. The G7 summit is going on through Saturday, focusing on global conflicts, the spread of AI, and on Africa issues, with a view in particular to Italy's longstanding concern about uncontrolled migration to Europe and human trafficking. Gee, you think anything will happen as a result of that? Or are they going to discuss how to turn all these migrants into prostitutes so the elites can get their yayas off? How's that going to work? We know it's going on. God forbid, but, you know, hey, this is the devil's world, folks. Yeah, Pastor Phil's going to talk about the Antichrist and how they're going to make that happen. Oh, you want to be here for that portion of our show today. Happens at the top of the hour, next hour, okay? Meanwhile, NATO defense ministers meet to agree on more military aid for Ukraine. They're talking about 40 billion euros or $43 billion worth of equipment each year that this war is going on. They will use NATO's command structure and draw on funds from its common budget. This is mostly Europe that's doing this, but the U.S. is there, right? Hungary promised not to veto the scheme as long as it's not forced to take part in the financing. You see, here's the thing. Viktor Orban, he knows what's going on. He doesn't want to make Putin upset. Yeah, see, this is pretty cool, huh? The way they do this. Yeah, we'll go ahead and let you do what you want as long as we don't have to pay any of this. He's going to hold you guys accountable. Meanwhile, here's a real problem. Hungary has been fined by the EU's court. 200 million euros, $1 million a day penalty until the asylum law is fully implemented. In other words, the Hungarian government has pretty much given the bird to European Court of Justice to pay 200 million euros for failing to comply with EU asylum rules. In other words, you're not opening your door to migrants. And Orban, of course, has taken issue with it. I mean, if you watch Tucker Carlson showing you exactly when he met with Viktor Orban, you know, he criticized the ruling by the European Court of Justice as outrageous and unacceptable. Why should we allow all of these immigrants in here and affect our own European citizens? He's been fighting this, folks. He doesn't want any of these migrants in his country because he knows what's going to happen. They're going to do what they're doing to England right now. This is a sad state of affairs, folks. Because England right now, Tories deserve to be totally wiped out. Zero seats, say half of voters. Apparently, people have been talking. The lies that the Tories have done, and we're talking about Rishi Sunak here, the lies on border control and taxation from the UK Conservative Party seem to be coming home to roost. A poll has found a plurality of voters believe the party deserves total electoral oblivion. They want them out. They lied about raising taxes. They lied about how many people could come into the country and that they were going to control immigration. They campaigned on this stuff and then they lied about it and allowed tens of thousands of people to migrate in. So now, you know, with elections coming up, they are really, according to these polls, reported by the Daily Telegraph, Public First survey, 46% agree the Tories deserve to lose every seat they have in Parliament, an event that would be without parallel in 400 years of British political history. So, yeah, oust Rishi Sunak. You know, you have just wait. I mean, you look at who is the mayor of London. Oh, by gosh, by golly, I'll give you a hint. Yeah, see, they've infiltrated Britain. Ever since Britain let go of India, India has moved into Britain. That's right. It is now multiculturalized. This is what they're trying to do to America, folks, if you haven't figured that out yet. They want to multiculturalize America and have every kind of race, color, creed, whatever. The whites, this is what I really think about white supremacy. It's a label. You think whites are supreme? Folks, we're in the minority right now. Yeah. And they're all laughing while they're calling us white supremacists. It's amazing how that works, huh? I mean, we have black mayors. We have Indian mayors. You know, they're woke. Can't say much about that. It's happening. And we let it. We keep, you know, we allow these people to become registered voters and vote these folks in. And then they say, oh, by the way, we're sanctuary cities. Give us your tired, your poor, and your illegal immigrants. Give us your murderers, your rapists, your thieves, your shoplifters. Bring them all in here. Come on, let's have a party. Yeah, let's impose $20 an hour minimum wage. So we shut down businesses that have more than 60 stores in the state of California. Let's do that. That sounds like fun. These people are morons, folks. They don't know when to leave the economy alone. No, they want to destroy it. They want to get rid of mom and pops, and they want to attack corporate and see what needs to happen right now. Mom and pops need to rise up because the corporations are being bullied. Mom and pops, you know, leave California. The only way that California is going to get the message, and I know people have said, oh, yeah, they want to put in, Kevin called the show yesterday and says, yeah, they're going to put Newsom in. Biden will drop out. I don't know, poopy pants. I don't know if they're going to get rid of him just yet. They might wait all the way up to the Democratic convention. I mean, that's when you look at what's going on in August and what they're doing. See, and if something happens and poopy pants stinks up the place, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but if that happens and they decide, well, you know what? No, I really think that they're going to try to put Biden in there for starters. But what happens between now and November 5 is what's going to matter in America. We, the people, are going to have to rise up and do something. You're going to have to get rid of the rhinos. You're going have to get rid of these Republican warmongers. You're going to have to put somebody, you know, the GOP is already dominating in the House, but the Senate, not so good. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, as we move on to U.S. News, or Use News, for those of you that are napping through our program. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergencies for South Florida counties as well as on the southwest side. There apparently last night torrential downpours caused life-threatening flash floods. So Miami-Dade, Broward, Collier, Lee, Sarasota all put in the declaration. South Florida got 10 to 15 inches of rainfall. Pretty sad. Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Naples, underwater. In Fort Lauderdale, cars reported with water up to their windshields. More heavy rainfall expected today into the weekend. Protesters crashed the annual congressional baseball game last night, storming the field at Nationals Park, giving the crowd the middle finger as they left. One pro-Palestinian protester was seen being escorted out of the stands by police officer and flicking off the crowd as he was leaving. And, of course, the red side of the stadium could be heard chanting, USA, USA. But the protesters, of course, free Palestine, Congress, Congress, you can't hide. You are funding a genocide. Bah, 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 bah. Yeah, whatever. And fossil fuel subsidies. Bah, 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 bah. Whatever. Rope-a-dope. Congressional baseball game. You know what I think about that? This is the elite getting together, celebrating their massive windfalls. We got elected. We're making money. We're getting honoraria. We're getting donated money to our little trust to feed our families after it all comes down. Yeah, right. You're all on the same level playing field when the juice goes out, folks. The House's vote to hold A.G. Garland in contempt of Congress, criminal contempt. You know what Garland did? Flipped them the bird. The DOJ said, we're not going to enforce any contempt citation. Doesn't apply to Mr. Garland. We don't care what you say. we're not giving you the audio tapes from Biden's interviews with special counsel Robert Hur. Party line vote, of course, 216 to 207. Recommend criminal charges for Mr. Garland. They may have to go to the courts now to get it enforced. We don't know. Political theater, probably. Supreme Court is not going to immediately consider a challenge to Biden's executive order. Controversial, of course, that escalates government involvement in the voter registration and voter mobilization process, and they won't do it until September 30th. Supreme Court's not going to take any action in time to affect the elections. State lawmakers in Pennsylvania previously filed a petition for cert before judgment in Kiefer v. Biden. Petitions before judgment are rarely granted by the court. Now they're going to have to wait till September 30th to figure it out, and of course the ruling would come too late. And what it does is it uses federal money to help increase voter registration and participation, as well as promote voting by mail. Critics say Democrats and Republicans are unlikely to benefit equally as a result of it. Special Prosecutor David Weiss has tipped his hand on Hunter Biden. Made an eyebrow-raising comment after Hunter Biden became a convicted felon after deliberating for 3 hours. The jury of Hunter's peers found him guilty of the three felonies, stemming from his decision to lie on the ATF's 4473 form about his drug use. But of course, Catherine Herridge called this most important 10 seconds of Weiss's statement. He said, "As you know, we have additional trials and investigative work to be done, so I will not entertain questions at this time. Our work continues," the special counsel told reporters. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you catch that? We have additional trials and investigative work to be done. What do you think they're going to do? What do you think they're looking into? How about Hunter's violation of the Foreign Agent Registration Act? Oh, we still haven't. Oh, my. This could be rather interesting, huh? Weiss had not charged Hunter Biden with anything besides the firearm and the tax crimes, but more could be coming. Maybe not in time for the elections. But you see now, whatever, if it comes down to roost. And of course, there's talk about Biden commuting his son's sentence, even though he wouldn't give him a pardon. Of course, now, if he gets shut down by Trump, you can bet on his last days in office, he's going to pardon his son. You watch. He's going to make sure Hunter can go out and do whatever he wants. Smoke as much crack as he wants. Doesn't matter. The U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement, ICE, has confirmed it's going to shut down a facility in Texas that was used to house individuals. In Dilley, Texas, the South Texas Family Residential Center in Dilley. Oh, there's a Dilley for you. Most expensive facility in the National Detention Network, and now they're going to close it down. My, my, my. Well, we have a federal judge making history, and we're going to tell you about that when we come back from the break after these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thank you.
minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time where we are. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And we continue on with you snooze. Yep. Federal judge has made history, rules sex unambiguously binary. Yep. Ruling comes in state's lawsuit against Biden's redefinition of words, one of Joe Biden's key weapons in his promotion of the LGBT ideology for not just people in America, but around the world, has been in his simple redefinition of words. Sex, his administration has claimed, actually means sexual orientation or gender identity. Thus, his LGBT goals have been protected in federal law for decades, he says. Using that simple maneuver, Biden bureaucrats have tried to impose that ideology on churches, foster parents, adoptive families, schools, and many others. And now he's run into reality in the form of a federal judge who conducted or concluded in a court fight over Biden's agenda that when a 1972 law refers to sex, it carried an unambiguously binary meaning. The Postmillennial reported on the decision in Texas's lawsuit against Biden over his guidance on Title IX. That law essentially rules that males and females should be treated equally in schools. Biden demanded through his redefinitions that that law actually, when written in 1972, meant sexual orientation and gender identity. So let me ask you this. Besides being a hair sniffer, hey, you think he's had a little tranny action? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? He'd have to take the diaper off, though. That would be a turnoff to any tranny, I would think. Biden's goal was to remove standards in schools that limited boys in intimate situations such as locker rooms to be with other boys and girls with girls. Now, let's make it a free-for-all. See, this is one of the reasons why, folks. Judge Reed O'Connor in northern Texas took Texas's side. He said, because of this prohibition on sex discrimination, recipients of federal funds generally cannot discriminate based on somebody's sex. However, nothing in the statute expressly prohibits discrimination based on gender identity or other unexpressed grounds. And where Title IX allows for differentiation based on sex due to biological differences, such as intimate facilities and athletic teams, recipients may treat persons in accordance with their biological sex without regard to subjective gender identity. He explained an investigation into contemporary dictionaries does not support Biden's claims. Gotta love that. Huh? See, this is what it's come to. Yeah, it's all part of their plan, folks. Corrupt America. This is how they're going to do it. Till we stop it. There is a Rasmussen poll out. It's probably one of the better ones. It's a shock poll. 66% of voters believe the outcome of 2024 presidential election will be affected by cheating. Two-thirds of Americans believe the outcome of this November 5 will be affected by cheating. This comes from Rasmussen Reports, and it matches their previous record on the same question. Maybe it's because of all the Democrat cheating. Two-thirds of voters are worried cheating could affect this year's elections. Most of them don't trust electronic voting machines. We have a post from Mary Martis replying to the Rasmussen poll. Voting machine contract under scrutiny following discrepancies in Puerto Rico's elections. The commission says it's reviewing its contract with Dominion Voting. Huh. Gee, I wonder what that looks like. 44% of voters think it's likely many electronic voting machines are connected to the internet during elections, including 21% who consider it very likely. 35% don't believe it's likely voting machines are connected to the internet, including 23% who say it's not at all likely they are. Another 20% are not sure. Oh, in other words, they're confused. My. I've got a news article here I'm holding up right now from the ARP Bulletin. ARP. Yeah, the ARP Bulletin. Older voters will decide. And see, 87%, 65 and older, by the way. Here's the percentage who say that the following issues are major concern. Do you want to know what the voters are thinking? Well, ARP has interviewed these folks. 65 and older say 87% are defending against terrorism, 78% strengthening the economy, 77% equally dealing with immigration and making Social Security system financially sound. Gee, I wonder why they would say that. Yeah, because a lot of you are in fixed incomes out there. You should know. Hey, ARP's got the numbers here. 50 to 64 year olds say strengthening the economy is 80%, 76 depending against terrorism, 73% saying making Social Security system financially sound, 71% dealing with immigration. This is Pew Research that's conducting this poll, by the way. I mean, this is how it's working, folks. Why do they want to keep Social Security sound when you have Congress that's raping the Social Security fund? I mean, it isn't just Democrats, folks. It's the Uniparty that's raping the Social Security fund. They're doing it. They don't care. They don't care because they're old codgers. They've got their little war chest and whatever, you know, that spend 2 years every time they get elected, 2 years or 6 years, whatever, going out and giving speeches, collecting honoraria, having black, dark money, donating to their trust funds so their kids can go to whatever college they want and end up a woke-tard. Doesn't matter. A retardando. Crazy, isn't it? Before we move on to economy and business, we'll go to the phone. Brady, you heard your name called. Is that why you're calling in this morning?
No, I just called in to say hi. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, sir. Is that it?
I was hoping we didn't see any subs in the Gulf of Mexico this morning. I'm now down by the border, but who knows? Maybe by the end of the day, we might see a sub down here, too. Did you know what Merrick Garland's last name is? His real last name is?
No. Feed us the info. What is it?
Garfunkel.
Garfunkel.
Do you know what John Kerry's real last name is?
Go ahead.
Cohen.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay. Another quick one. In Slovakia today, you were talking about Hungary earlier. They don't like Viktor Orban. They don't like Fico, the guy they tried to assassinate. They don't like Slovakia because they're actually putting sanctions on these countries now because in Slovakia, they made it a crime for anybody in their country to give an F-16 or any type of arms to Ukraine. Uh-oh, that's a big thorn in their side because these European countries are going broke and they're almost NATO is making these countries give up all the nation security and their arms to Ukraine. They don't care. And then if you don't go along with it, they sanction you. And just like they got the $50 billion loan to Ukraine you were talking about early this morning, but where they got that money from was confiscated Russian assets, like diamonds, real estate. You know, they have $300 billion of Russian assets seized right now, and Joe Biden made it okay to just say, it's ours, we're going to use that money to turn it into arms for Ukraine, and then we're going to make a loan to Europe, and if it fails to go through and if something defaults in Ukraine, the Europeans are on the hook for the loan.
That's
a great money-making system they got going.
Yeah, well, see, and you got everybody over there buying up Ukrainian real estate, too. So don't worry about that, Brady. I appreciate your call. You know, it's always good to get insight, you know. And hey, the phone lines are open if you want to chime in on what we're talking about. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Just wait for the prompts. Press 1. We'll get you on the air while we still have time. And of course, this is what happens when a private cartel controls the money supply. As was predicted yesterday, the Fed isn't changing interest rates. Nope. They left its key interest rate policy unchanged yesterday. It's a range of 5.25% to 5.5%. So, you know, they're saying that there may be one rate cut this year, leaving the median policy rate at somewhere around 5% by the end of the year. This is what happens. You know, we were warned. Jefferson said, your children are going to wake up as slaves on the land your forefathers conquered. Now, for those of you who need a little amusement, what does amusement mean? Not to think. Sony Pictures, in a groundbreaking moment, has acquired Alamo Drafthouse Cinemas, all 35 of them. This is the first major Hollywood studio back in business of owning movie theaters for the first time in more than 75 years, with certain exceptions. From 1948 until 2020, the DOJ prohibited film distributors from owning an exhibition company under what was known as the Paramount Consent Decrees, which arose from a 1948 U.S. Supreme Court ruling. The decrees essentially dismantled the old Hollywood studio system by forcing the majors to divest of their theater holdings. Well, that's gone away now. Alamo filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in 2021. And, of course, other parties looking at Alamo included Cinemark, another major exhibitor in Latin America. Alamo is hardly the only exhibitor considered or is considering bankruptcy because right now domestic revenue year-to-date in the theaters is down by more than 24%. So Alamo Draft House is an independent chain with 35 locations. It's going to be taken over by Sony Pictures, but now their Alamo CEO, Michael Kusterman, is going to have a new division he's in charge of, Sony Pictures Experiences. Oh, isn't that nice? Yeah, you're not going to get free popcorn, folks. Tesla shareholders to vote on Elon Musk's $56 billion pay package, among other things. Yeah, well, you know, he thinks that they're going to do it. He may reincorporate in Texas from Delaware, knock out Delaware. You know, and I mean, he's got a lot of people. Early indications are showing many shareholders were against his pay package. $56 billion, folks. Labor market lies. Full-time jobs collapse. Part-time work surges. Why is that? So they don't have to pay benefits. I think we got that figured out. If this is how bad the economy is with 4% unemployment, wait till the tab comes due with debt and interest levels dwarfing those of 2008. The Great Recession will seem like a pleasant memory. This isn't your grandfather's labor market. We just ended a 27-month streak of unemployment below 4%, surpassing several of the post-World War II economic boom years. But in the real world, the entire job growth streak is a mirage. As it relates to full-time employment for American-born workers, we've seen a labor market recession for years, and with inflation, it's going to get worse. Have a big story on that. Full-time jobs shrank by 625,000. Part-time jobs grew by nearly 300,000. Imagine that. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. How are you? Or good afternoon, your time.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave. Once again, awesome points brought out. I almost felt like when I called your show, I'd say, hey, man, I'm not calling from Western North Carolina. I'm calling from the land of Tyson where the injected chickens are. But anyway, I was wanting to comment on, you made some points earlier about the how the Caucasians are, you know, you'll go out sometimes and you'll feel like you're definitely in the minority.
Oh, you mean like you're in the middle of an Oreo cookie? Is that it?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, you know, I'm not going to mince words here. I mean, seriously, I mean, you go out and, I mean, unless you're in a community of all white people, senior citizens mostly, I mean, we are dying off. I mean, you look at all of what they've done with this pandemic and how disease X is going to come around and all of the elderly population is out there pigging out on Cheetos and sitting in front of the TV set and eating bad food because they can't afford good food.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I understand this, Jeff.
Well, I was going to tell you what happened. Me and my wife, we went out to like a brunch kind of thing, a breakfast lunch thing a couple weeks ago. We went into a Golden Corral out here close to where we are. And I told her, we were sitting at the table. I said, hey, man, look around here. Tell me what you see. And what I was referring to was, I bet you 95% of the employees in there were non-Caucasian and 80% of the people that were sitting in the whole dining room area were non-Caucasian. And I asked her, I said, do you see this? So, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, you have a very good audience. I'm sure your audience sees the stuff. But you know what I'm saying, Dave? You're touching on it, right?
Well, I am. And see, the thing is I'm not prejudiced, but I'm telling you right now, with all of these illegals coming into the country, the people who had gotten into this country legally have got to be pissed. I mean, they're just letting them come in here and then they're going to give them voter registration cards. I mean, I don't know what they got up their sleeve, but, you know, everybody in all the pundits now are saying, yeah, they want to convert these people into voters. I mean, we get this. But see, the thing is they want free stuff and they're not going to get it. And when they don't get it, what do you think they're going to do? Turn on everybody that's here already.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, Dave, I know you're very knowledgeable on the Word of God. Do you know there is? I believe it's one of the curses that's put on the last day generation, that the stranger, I can't remember where the verse is, but it says the stranger that is below you shall be lifted up above you, and you shall be brought down. And that's what's going on. But let me say this real quick, Dave, and I'll get off here. You said you lived in Florida for a long time. I lived there. That's where me and my wife met. I was in Gainesville. Would you tell people right now that you know, relatives, loved ones, whatever, friends, would you tell them to move out of Florida with all the stuff going on with the immigration, the hurricanes, the bad weather and all this stuff? Would you do that? And I'm going to get off here, Dave. God bless you, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for your call. Here's the thing, folks, about living in Florida. Everybody likes the sunshine. South Florida has a very large Jewish population. These people migrated down from the Northeast. That's where most of them are from. I'm not lying. I know this because I've been to South Florida, been to Miami-Dade. I've been to their foreclosure courts with attorneys watching the fireworks. I've actually participated in court proceedings in Miami-Dade and Palm Beach County. I know what's going on here. So, you know, here's the funny thing. People are trapped in their mortgages right now. This is a problem. I've had conversations with people in Florida in the last 24 hours, multiple people. As much as you would like to tell people to get out of the state, good luck with that. Because first off, if they have a house there, and they have a mortgage, and they're being forced to pay the kind of money that these insurance policies are inflicting on people. Because you see, anybody that's got a mortgage that has escrows, well, they take, oh, you're in a flood zone, you have to protect our interest, which means if the flood insurance is $8,000 a year, we're going to take that $8,000 a year. I mean, that's what FEMA's charging. We're going to divide it by 12 months. You're paying $666.66. Oh, my God. All sixes. Oh, my gosh. What are we playing? Fish with the devil here? Well, I knew he had sixes, you know, because he's the devil. $666 and some change added on to your monthly mortgage payment in addition to the hazard insurance. And then when you got all these people, these insurance companies leaving the state and you want to sell your house, don't you think that buyer beware, don't you think the caveat emptor is going to kick in and people are going to be sitting there going, hey, let's do a little research here. And the agents who are buyer's agents representing the buyers are going to be going, now, I want to tell you something. Since it's on the coast, you're going to be paying an extra $666 a month on your mortgage payment. Can you qualify for that? See, because the first thing that goes when people are going into foreclosure is a hazard insurance. All that goes away. Now, if you stop paying and you're not escrowed and you stop paying on your hazard insurance, they foreclose. You're in default. So people with mortgages on their homes are going to have a hell of a time getting out of the Sunshine State. They just will. It's not going to happen as easy as you think. As much as I like to tell people, look, you know, we're having some real problems here in the legislature, who apparently are doing fairly well for themselves, have to get a grip. Because anybody that's in the zone, and you know what I'm talking about, the hurricane zone, more than likely, I mean, the entire state has at least anywhere from a 34 to 42% chance of being hit and wiped out by anything better than a Category 3. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the only state that's got the whole state involved. So if you move there, here's what you're facing. If you don't like the idea of hurricanes, and they're messing with the weather. So if you don't like that, and you like that warm sunshine, and we can go to the beach, oh, don't worry about the red tide. You'll just cough your head off. Anybody ever been down there when red tide is happening? I have. I've been on the beach. We had to leave. We started coughing. Your throat starts burning. Oh, that sounds like a pleasant way to spend a vacation. I mean, even the nicest of beaches have red tide. And then the algae. Well, let's not forget that. Let's not forget the pollutants coming out of the Caloosahatchee River down there in Lee County, Florida, and what it's doing to the Gulf at the entrances to those places. Come on, folks. I mean, I've been there, done that. I've been in that state long enough to know. So, yeah, the health category, I will cover that in the back end of next hour, because Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller is expected to join us after the top of the hour break here. So, you know, we will get into that, but he's got this book. It's Midnight in America, Confront Fear and Embrace Courage as the Final Hour Approaches. And I'm going to be very happy to bring him on because we're going to be talking about the Antichrist and what his take is on that and what they're actually going to do. In the science and technology area, very quickly, the state of Utah is suing TikTok. Why? Because they're alleging the popular app's live feature is a virtual strip club for minors that lets adults pay kids to strip, pose, and dance provocatively in exchange for money. Oh, my. See, we knew there was something else, you know, going on here. Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll be back with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller after the break. Stay with us.
Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic,